I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents. Now, in today's first story, we'll find out what happens when a Karen goes into a Build-A-Bear store. But guys, before we jump into that, I want to say a huge thank you because we have now hit 600,000 subscribers on my channel. Speechless. I don't even know what to say anymore. These milestones keep getting bigger and bigger, and I'm ever more grateful for you guys subscribing and watching my videos every time we hit one. I mean, genuinely, it's great. I'm still getting so many subscribers each and every day. I don't know where you're coming from, guys, but I want to say welcome and thank you. You know, if you are new around here, and if you're old, if you've been around here, you know, since the start of my channel back in February 2019, that was how long ago it was. Then yeah, you're an absolute G, and I hope you've enjoyed this journey that we've been on, getting so many like views and subscribers. It's been crazy, and thank you for sticking around. Massive shout out to you. Massive shout out if you're new. And yeah, what a journey it's been. Let's hope it continues. Sally's dress causes a mess. A while ago, I posted a story about my first Karen encounter at Build-A-Bear. For those of you who have never seen or been to a Build-A-Bear before, it's the most awesome store in any mall. You pick out an unstuffed friend, fill it up, add extras like a scent or a sound, pick out clothing for it, name it, and take it home. Now, Build-A-Bear has a ton of licensed products. From Pokemon to Ryan's World, our collection has expanded over the years. So, of course, we have Disney products. Frozen, Star Wars, and the immortal stop animation classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Every year, around Halloween, people ask us if we have Jack Skellington or Sally, because those are the two bears that get sent to stores. Now, Build-A-Bear also has a website, where you can purchase bears and also purchase online exclusives. This year, they released Oogie Boogie and Zero, alongside the other two normal ones. Now, if you wanted Jack or Sally online, you could buy them, but there is a catch. You can only buy them in the bundle. That means you get the outfits and a sound. Now, it doesn't seem fair, but remember, Build-A-Bear is a business and they will do all they can to squeeze every last penny from you. Another thing to note, since COVID, inventory for our store and all the stores has been weird. Normally, we get a truck every single week, but with the pandemic still going on, our schedule has been spotty. The way our inventory works is also odd. If there is something we need, we can ask for it. However, our inventory system is hooked up via computers, and it can see what we've sold out of. You would think that would be helpful, right? Nope, but that's a whole other story. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is that when we got our Nightmare Before Christmas items, I noticed something. I can't find Sally's dress. In fact, none of us can. Then we realized they didn't send us Sally's dress. We call other stores the same thing. No one in our area has Sally's dress. This isn't usually an issue because kids will dress up their bears in whatever. A little boy got a bright pink unicorn and dressed it up as Darth Vader, so Sally doesn't have to wear her dress. Well, according to Karen though, she had to. It's the weekend, so we are fairly busy. This family comes in with a mum, two grandmas, and two kids. As usual, I think everything is fine until the girl wants Sally. My co-worker, we'll call her Ava, is helping them when Karen asks about Sally's dress. Ava explains to her that we don't have Sally's dress in stock, nor do any of the other stores have it. And that is when Karen went from polite to just plain rude. Karen asks Ava why we don't have the dress, and again, Ava explains. But Karen still doesn't understand why we didn't have the dress and starts demanding we try to get it for her. Ava, bless her soul, brings Karen over to the computer to show her why we can't just buy the dress. I'm on stuffing duty, and one of the kids, a little boy who I'll call Thing One, wants Jack. Again, I think the kid is fine until I realize he doesn't understand the concept of staying in line or going in order. To keep things simple, Build-A-Bear has an order. You pick out your friend, we ask if you want a sound, then you stuff. The reason for this is that the sound has to go into the bear before we stuff him. Now, I do remember one of my co-workers asking Thing One if he wanted a sound. The sound wasn't in the bear, so I assumed his parents said no. But then he mentions he wants a sound, so I have to get up, get Jack's sound, and then start again. While I'm doing this, the kid is running back and forth to his mum. This kid is like 6 or 7, he should know better than to run in a store, but whatever. Jack is stuffed, so I give it to the boy to hug. Then I tell him about the hearts. All friends get a felt heart, but you can get special hearts that beat like a real one. Thing One squeezes the special heart and says he wants that one. He begs his two grandmas and then runs over to his mum again. Now, had he been the only customer in the store, it would be fine, but we have a fairly big line and he was making the process longer. Thankfully, Thing One comes back and Karen vetoed the heart, so I can just finish up the bear. Story over, right? Nope. Karen is furious that we don't have Sally's dress. Keep in mind, Ava has explained to her many times that we cannot order the dress because it's part of the bundle. But Karen apparently does not care. For the rest of her visit, she keeps making snide comments about the dress. Why don't they have it? It shouldn't be that hard. I wish the store had a dress. Blah, blah, blah. Then, when she comes over with her daughter, Thing 2, they hold up the line even more because they did the same thing Thing 1 did with the sound. And, once again, Karen keeps making snide comments about the dress, saying how ridiculous it is that we didn't have it. Not only was she making these comments, but she didn't smile once as I performed the heart ceremony and continued to talk about the dress throughout the rest of the store. When she left the store, we said, "Have a good day." She replied with, "I doubt it." Karen, please never come back to my Build-A-Bear, and I kind of hope you never find Sally's dress. Get that stick out of your butt. Just want to give a quick shout out here to Build-A-Bear, because I had a bear back in the day when I was younger. My sister had a bear, maybe even a couple of bears, you know, and they're amazing. I think, like, we actually got ours in America because my grandparents live out there and we were, you know, on holiday there. And it was an amazing experience because, yes, as OP said, they literally build the entire bear. For those of you that don't know, they build it all in front of you. You get to customize the Don, give him an outfit. I reckon I gave him some army clothes, I think, back in the day. And overall, it's a great experience that I wouldn't really want ruined by a horrible Karen like this. I mean, seriously, these Build-A-Bears, by the way, these Build-A-Bear shops, they're normally very, very busy because the process takes a bit of time. And, you know, they're very popular because they are so cool. So to have someone like this in your store whilst you're trying to get through probably a load of customers, especially around Christmas time, Jesus, that'd be horrible. Absolutely horrible for someone like that to just absolutely spoil everyone else's day. Now, guys, if you thought the Build-A-Bear stories happened there, well, don't worry, because this one, by the same person, thank you, OP, is actually even more crazy than the last. Your bear is covered in what? So, since people like the Build-A-Bear stories, I decided to post another one. Now, this one isn't about me, it's about my coworker, who I'm going to call Mama Bear. I call her this because she's kind of the mum of our group. She's a grandma, a mother, and she is awesome. She is great at her job, she's fantastic with kids, and she's hilarious. She also looks out for us too. Wow, what a woman she sounds like. Now, one of the things about Build-A-Bear is that if your friend gets a hole or needs to be restuffed, you can bring it back. For example, a young girl brought in a camouflage bear that needed to be restuffed and sewn back up. I opened him up, made him fluffy again, and then performed some teddy bear surgery. Anyone who has purchased a Build-A-Bear can do this, and it also doesn't have any age limits. Wow, just another reason why this store is so good, I guess. I mean, I gotta say, this video is not sponsored by Build-A-Bear, but what a company, what a store. Also, Build-A-Bear, if you're watching, get in touch. You know, we can get a little Karen Bear going or something, who knows. This happened a while ago, but Mama Bear has been working at Build-A-Bear for a long time. I think she said maybe this was like 4 years ago. Either way, she was working at the store when this man, who I'm going to call Chad, comes in with a garbage bag. He comes up to the cash register and asks for Mama Bear's help. As mentioned, we can restuff bears, and he needed a bear to be restuffed. At this point, Mama Bear doesn't think there is an issue until he hands her the garbage bag and she opens it up. Immediately, she's hit with a familiar and unpleasant stench of vomit. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Chad wanted Mama Bear to unstuff a bear covered in vomit. Chad's daughter had been sick and had thrown up on the bear. Now, Mama Bear will go the extra mile to make a kid have an unforgettable experience at Build-A-Bear, and she also canned a few situations, but she downright refused to unstuff that bear. She was within the right, but Chad still wasn't happy. He kept arguing with her and told her, "Just do your job," in regards to the bear. Smart people understand why Mama Bear wasn't going to unstuff the bear. Vomit is gross, but also she didn't know what Chad's daughter had. It could have been contagious. Plus, she wasn't getting paid enough to deal with something like this. The guy argued with her for a bit, and then he left. He never came back, but I think he threatened to call headquarters. Can you imagine that call? Yeah, I brought a stuffed animal covered in my child's vomit, and your employer refused to touch it because she didn't want to risk her health. That's a problem. I was shocked at this story, but the more I think about it, it's not that surprising considering how entitled parents have no logic. Yeah, OP, I do agree that it's not actually that surprising, let's be realistic, given the logic of some of these entitled parents, but it is still such a shame to have such a wonderful company policy just thrown back in your face. The fact that, you know, you're willing to spend extra company time and restuff bears, I think it's for free. I could be wrong, but I believe it's free. They restuff bears that have been bought previously at Build-A-Bear for free, which is an amazing thing to do. To have someone come in like that and just abuse it when clearly, you know, the policy isn't to restuff bears that are completely ruined and full of sick and vomit, then that's just such a shame, isn't it? Because, you know, what am I trying to say? It just like ruins such a nice thing that the company's doing when you really didn't have to. Just buy another bear. It's not as if they're like loads of money. Just buy a new one. You've literally chundered on the bear. You obviously can't get it restuffed, man. This is stupid, but yeah, it's a shame. And that concludes today's Build-A-Bear stories. I hope you guys have enjoyed them, but we do have time for just one more entitled parent story.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Stop messing with my thermostats. Dude, this is not your house. For the past few months, I've been working as an intern in the HR department of a middle-sized company. And while it has been mostly an uneventful job, there have been some really peculiar moments. Most people up north may be suffering from a white Christmas. But down here, sorry, suffering. I would love to have a white, what are you talking, OP? Suffering from a white Christmas? Guys, comment down below if you'd love to have snow on Christmas Day. I certainly would, anyway. But down here in the equator, we are melting from the heat. And in a highly humid town like the one I live in, it feels like the Amazon rainforest. Well, maybe that's because we are actually on the border of the Amazon rainforest. This would make you think that any building would have their air conditioning units working full time on full power, no? Well, not if Mr. Jeremy Johnson, our protagonist, could prevent it. Every day, Jeremy was the first to get into the building and enter the office he shared with the other five guys and set the thermostat to a not-so-refreshing 25 degrees Celsius or 77 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot. That's very hot. Anyway, the device was on his workplace, so he basically had full control over it. When any of his co-workers complained about it still being really hot, he would set it to 20 degrees Celsius, 68 Fahrenheit, for only about 10 minutes and then return it to his beloved 25. If they changed it themselves, he would set it back once they returned to their desks. As childish as this may sound, this game lasted for about a month, till an HR representative, your sweet narrator here present, had to intervene because this was getting out of hand. Formal complaints were done, and the screaming matches were getting worse and worse, with people in other departments commenting on the issue. So, normal first step, I interview the five guys, and they describe the problem I just told you about. Cut to the funny part, my interview with Jeremy. I will try to recreate it the best I can, although I may be a little biased. Hey, Mr. Jeremy, I am OP from HR. How are you? Fine. So, let's cut to the chase. About the thermostats. What about it? I described to him the complaints against him. Now, having said this, we need to find a solution. A solution for what? The only problem here is that this peladitos, little kids, it's a safe idiom, but in here it was used rudely, can't handle a little bit of heat. A detail I forgot to include is that while Jeremy is in his early 40s, his co-workers are between 24 and 30 years old. Yeah, but that's the reason we have the air conditioning, sir, so that workers can be as comfortable as they can.
But it's expensive.
Our energy budget is able to cover for it. That's nothing you should worry about. In case we need to make cuts, we will tell you.
Well, I can't handle the cold. It triggers my allergies.
Maybe we can arrange a place change so that you are not close to the air vents. And, I don't know, maybe you can bring a thin sweater so that you don't get too cold?
I don't like sweaters. I'm fine with the way I have the thermostat. Why should I change it?
because you are not alone in your office, Mr. Jeremy, and we can't let this fight affect your work environment.
I really don't get all this drama. I keep the same temperature at home, and none of my kids complain or are allowed to change it. It should be the same here.
I think at this point, my face just made the most what the F expression imaginable, because I could not believe the argument he had just said. Sorry, mister, this is not your house, this is your workplace, and these are not your children, but your adult co-workers.
Then they should act like it.
Okay, that's all I need to hear. We will tell you what measures would be taken. Have a good afternoon. So, after that weird conversation, I talked to my supervisor, and in the end, it was decided that Mr. Jeremy had two options. One, change places in the office and leave the thermostat in the hands of the other guys, meaning he needed to deal with the cold. Or two, moving to our backup office, basically an adapted supply closet normally used for extra personnel we sometimes hired, also used occasionally as a file warehouse, and whose only ventilation was a small fan, no windows. Surprisingly enough, Mr. Jeremy chose the first option, and while he is constantly nagging about his cold feet, at least they're not fighting to the death anymore. Yeah, 25 is way too hot, surely. Like, that's a ridiculous temperature. If you wanted, like, you know, 23, 22, I reckon his co-workers could possibly manage, but 25? Are you mad? To work in? That's too hot, in my opinion, personally, every single day. What's interesting, though, is that Jeremy, despite being older than his co-workers, from what I can see here, he is not the senior of them. You know, he's not their boss. Therefore, his opinion matters just as much as theirs. I mean, to be fair, even if you were someone's boss, you would still have to listen to your co-workers and see what they wanted for temperature, right? Any good boss would do that. But yeah, they're just co-workers. They just work on the same level. They do the same job, it sounds like. You have to listen to your co-workers. It's a 5v1 or a 4v1. Surely the four wins. I mean, seriously, it's even silly that the HR had to get involved in this. But yeah, I mean, sorting out disputes like this is probably why I would never personally want to work in HR. It sounds very, very tedious having to deal with people like Mr. Jeremy Johnson. So yeah, I mean, maybe I wouldn't work in there, but perhaps it can be, you know, quite nice sorting these debates out if you get a good solution like you did. Overall, though, I just don't like... Put a jumper on, yeah, if it's too cold for you. The majority of people like it at 21 degrees, so therefore you go with the majority. I don't know, guys. I just don't know. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I really hope you've enjoyed it. If you did and you want more, check out this playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos. If you are new to my channel, I know I said we picked 600k, which is insane. There are more people out there that are new, so hit this button if you are new. And finally, if you would like some of my merch, that I wear in almost every video because it is so comfortable, and you can check that out down here as well. All right, guys, appreciate you, love you, and I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is that?